And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I do believe citizens have an opportunity to express themselves, to protest, to be angry. That's okay, but not to destroy property. And I can't support that. It is wrong. And I'm calling on the citizens of Cincinnati to talk to their children, to talk to their youth. This is not going to be tolerated.
African Americans have watched their neighborhoods taken by blight and gentrification while the city refuses to invest in our communities.
That's right.
We have witnessed the millions of dollars being poured into new stadiums while our inner city public school systems or buildings are in shambles. That's and right. The school system in bankruptcy.
We had a lot of hard work on the part of both the negotiators representing Northwest and the negotiators representing the Aircraft Mechanic Fraternal Association. We're pleased that through a collaborative effort and through the work of the National Mediation Board, we were able to reach a tentative agreement.
It's up to the members. So we're going to present the package to them. They'll have 2 weeks to go over the package, to look at it. We'll do a road show and talk about the contract, and we feel very, very good about the whole situation.
As an American who cares about our culture, I want to restrict a mass murderer's access to the public podium. As Attorney General of the United States, I do not want anyone to be able to purchase access to the podium of America with the blood of 168 innocent victims.
If you feel unsafe so far, stay right where you are. The stadium people will advise us of the best ways to evacuate the stadium.
We were standing there and people were pushing from the back. The security were nowhere at all at that time. It was rushing and we were going against the fence, and I got lucky, I escaped.
This morning, the Chinese government assured our American ambassador that the crew would leave promptly. We are working on arrangements to pick them up and to bring them home.
The first thing I'd like to say on the behalf of the crew is we're definitely glad to be back. Secondly, I want to assure all the families and loved ones of these 23 fine crew members. They miss them very much. They're all healthy and ready to get home.
This is not the conclusion of the case. The two sides will continue with the negotiation. The Chinese government and people demand that the U.S. side provide convincing explanations to the Chinese people on this incident.
Why did the Chinese pilot act so aggressively? It is clear that the pilot intended to harass the crew. We had every right to be flying where we were flying. They have every right to come up and observe our flight. What one does not have the right to do, and nor do I think it was anyone's intention, is to fly into another aircraft.